Hey there, you like new podcasts? I mean, look at you, checking out Movies R Us. You have no idea what's going on. Want to try something else new and hot off the presses? Check out The Uncensored Pharmacist, where Rachel and Miranda talk about the medical industry from the inside. One of them used to be a pharmacist. One of them is currently a pharmacist. And they are here to help guide you through the pharmacy and everything else that the industry complicates just to keep you in the dark. Join The Uncensored Pharmacist while they shine a light on the medical industry. Find it wherever you find fine, free podcasts. And while you're on the lookout for fine, free podcasts, head on over to whatsoundsawesome.com. There you can find the whole lineup from our amazing Sounds Awesome network. You can also find them wherever else you find fine, free podcasts, but you can get those lists, that list of podcasts over at whatsoundsawesome.com. We have all the answers, Truth Not Trends, Thank the Light, Time Pop, That Fitness Couple, Uncensored Pharmacist Podcast, and of course, Movies Are Us. Now enjoy this podcast right now. I got a story for you. I interned at a studio where Tupac recorded.
Nice.
Not on the same day, but
was he there when you were you there when he was recording?
No, he had been dead for 20
then years. I don't care.
Who was there? Someone was there.
You were.
I feel like we had a couple of you know what I did do though, as a 40-year-old man, I did go get hot dogs for 18-year-old rappers. So That was a high point in my adult life. I used to go to the store. I remember one time, yeah, this dude handed me $100, and he's just like, go to McDonald's, get all of this, this, and this. Go to the liquor store, get me this, this, and this. And then go to the bodega and get me some wraps. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'm a 40-year-old father. This sounds like a good use of my time.
Let me get these underage kids some shit that they shouldn't have.
All right, let's get in so we can get out. I'm excited to talk about this, and I'm excited to be done talking about it so I can get a good night's sleep.
Me too.
I don't want to grow up or ever leave the 80s. Sort of. We're gonna play spot the 90s references.
Yeah, it's like late 80s, especially I started listening to the book. So yeah, we're gonna get into it.
Oh my god. Why would you do that to yourself?
Because I like stories.
I like the mysticism.
You can only read the Wheel of Time so many times, Jeremy.
That's true. True. You only have 16 books to pick through.
And it was either that or so in the last like month I've listened to all nine of those Jedi books again, and it was either Jesus. pick a new book or start those over again. And I was like, well,
when the fuck do you, like, at work, do you just have an earbud in with a book constantly going? What are you doing all this reading?
Well, I mean, it's, dude, in the closest place to anything out here is 30 minutes. Like, if you want to go to the grocery store, you're round tripping it. It's an hour.
What do you buy one piece at a time? You go to the store, get some milk, come home, go to the store, get some hamburger, come home. Go to the store.
That's what I do.
You've been to my place, dude. You know how fucking far out I live.
That's why you strategically plan.
No, I know. But it's just like, you know, just driving to work is like 16 minutes or so. And then driving home is 16 minutes. I got to go to the bank twice a week. That's like 40 minutes each way by the time I go down to my bank. And it's like, if you know, it's just there's an earbud in when I go grocery shopping, or, you know, and if it's a slow point in the day, or if I'm counting an order, you know, earbuds go in so they don't ADD out and get distracted, you know. So yeah,
well, this will probably not be true by the time we're done recording, but right now I still have a perfect bracket.
Hey, congratulations.
I do not. I had one perfect bracket through like four games because I picked one of the upsets. And then after that, it's like just out. That was the bracket I was doing really well in until Kansas lost.
Dude, it just fucking snowballs too. Like every year you'll win 4 in a row or 8 in a row or even 12 in a row. And then you lose the next 6 and it just never fucking stops.
It's funny. I'm like not a college basketball guy, but I do that every year. It started at the O House, and I do my best. You know, a lot of it's tradition.
Yeah.
And, you know, but, you know, you think I was looking at them like, you know what? These seem like these are pretty straightforward this year. You know, like these, you should, but these shouldn't be a lot of upsets, you know, looking at stuff. I'm like, no. Good luck.
But today we are talking about Ready Player One from 2018, 2 hours and 20 minutes, directed by a little known guy named Stefan Spielberg.
He may have done a movie.
He's done a few films here and there. Has he done a Star Wars? Did he? Or no, that was Ron Howard. I keep thinking that it was him. It was Ron Howard that got called.
Spielberg's all the Indiana Jones, right?
Yeah.
He sounded sad when you said that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was kind of like.
Not the last couple.
Dez, actually, you know what's funny? I know you're not a. Jeremy, have you read the book of this by chance? The Ready Player One book?
Oh, yeah.
I did.
Have you, Dez?
I did.
You did?
I did. I actually did.
What?
It was back when I was. It was back before.
I'm sure you loved it.
It was back before I had kids and I would walk my. And like you're saying, Justin, like I would find reasons to go walk my dog.
He starts talking about all the directors that he likes and he's like, and of course, Kevin Smith at the end. I was like, oh, that's so cool that you, fuck you, Jeremy. That's so cool that you listened to, that you
go back and watch his movies now as an adult.
I watched all five of them last week.
Yeah, dude. Dogma holds up. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. You can talk shit about any of the other movies, but Dogma is great.
I've never seen Dogma.
That's his best movie. Dogma's his best movie.
I watched the entire View Askew universe last week while I worked.
Actually, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back is probably. It's probably still funny.
That one's pretty funny because like Mark Hamill in fucking like crazy makeup and stuff. Like he's so great.
Will Ferrell when he's still just barely doing anything, you know, as Officer Will and Ollie. All right. I'm back in. But everything else he's done is sucks.
Anything that he hasn't written is not very good. Like if he's not directing his own insane. Like I still like Clerks too. I don't. It's just it's nutty.
Oh, come on.
But it's just. I mean, there's a certain aesthetic that, like, you can either handle Kevin Smith or you can't. And I'm just like this fucking movie. Like, it's fucking nostalgia. It's just, it's pure. Like, I would, you know, I don't expect my sons to watch Clerks and be like, oh, funniest shit I've ever seen. Like,
that's why I get along with the kid that I work with, Cam, a lot, because he's really into, like, you know, he's just started watching, like, Menace. This is.
His name's Camelot?
No, I do call him Camelot. I got lots of nicknames for my people. But he's like just started watching like Menace to Society and stuff like that. And he's really all about like the 90s and stuff. So it's pretty funny this movie nailed it for me.
Okay, so you've read the books. I've read the books. I enjoyed the books. And you're reading it.
I'm like chapter 12.
Okay.
Right now.
Have you read Ready Player 2, Jeremy?
No, I had enough with this. Okay.
Tell me your experience. Okay, let's start at the beginning. What is your experience with this property, Jeremy?
So I listened to the books. I didn't read it, obviously, you know. And I'm sure we've all listened to the books. None of us actually opened the book to read this, right? Right?
No.
No. I mean, I would, but I don't have time. I bang through books on audio.
Anyway, so we all listen to the.
I absorb it way better.
We all listened to this book. Will Wheaton read it. It was okay. I mean, but it's really poorly written. Like if you go back and listen to it, it's just the dialogue, the way it's written. It's just, it sounds like fan fiction written by like a 14-year-old.
Yeah. There's some stuff that's really not great.
When I was in eighth grade, I basically rewrote the movie Aliens and put me and my buddies in it as a writing essay. And I turned it in and I was very proud of it, but it probably sounded exactly like this. I mean, it was.
Yeah.
And then if you think this is bad, Armada, his second book.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Did you read that one?
Oh, no.
Oh, please do. Please. I want, please. This is your assignment, guys. For before we podcast again, I want you both to listen to that book.
I'm not going to do that.
And then report back to me.
Because after I read this one, I was like, I like it. And I think I have Armada. Maybe not. I definitely got Ready Player 2. Still haven't listened to it. But I was like,
Armada is something that's standalone or also in this series?
No, it's standalone.
No, I'm not going to do that then.
I didn't want to talk shit about the artist right away, Ernest Klein, the writer. But this makes me hate him. This is his This is the first sentence in his Wikipedia page. An American science fiction novelist, comma.
Slam poet.
Slam poet.
What?
Anybody who is a self-described slam poet, I'm sure there's.
Are you serious?
I'm sure there's people out there that do it well, but just on its face, the phrase slam poet is just like, no. Nope.
And
oh,
I was.
Please, he want to do a poem.
Man, I don't want to do.
No.
No. Why can't I? Because I'm white, huh?
Next, we will be having a new contestant performing a piece entitled "It's Because I'm White."
Trapped inside my skin. White boy, honky, cracker, clear water. He ain't pink. He pink. He pink. Yo, white boy. Why do you wish to sit behind me on this bus, white man, motherfucker? You better take 2 steps back. You about to get dropped. Ding, ding.
Next up.
Leave him alone. He's mine. I found the white boy. I found him. What are you going to do? Kick his ass right here in front of the liquor store? Pow, pow. Stick, stick.
And darkness fell upon the white boy.
And now my girl don't love me no more. So I'm at the door.
And darkness, once again, fell upon the white boy.
I am enjoying the book so far just because, like you said, nostalgia. But, dude, when it comes to, like, movie and book, it might as well be Wheel of Time. It's not even this. You have some characters that have the same names. And
that's about it.
That's about it. That's about it. I mean, obviously, I'm only, like, I'm thinking I'm on chapter 14. He's got in the book, he's got Percival's gotten the bronze key and he's gotten the bronze gate. So that's where I'm at right now. And Artemis has gotten it too. And H has gotten it. And then Daito and Shoto.
All right, Jeremy, we totally cut you off. Go ahead and
finish. No, that was it. I listened to this book and I was like, oh, this is not very good, but you know what? He brought in a bunch of nostalgia and all that stuff. And I need things to listen to. The second one was so bad. I really think you just need to listen to it, Justin. It's a standalone book. Why? It is not very long.
Well, I was going to do Ready Player 2 after this.
No, listen to Armada first, because this is how he wrote them anyways. Armada is basically the last Starfighter. It's basically just the last Starfighter, but slightly different.
Really, like he just plagiarized it. Dez, I thought you'd love this because of like all the like some of the references are just like, oh my god, 100% Dez.
Yeah, it.
I guess the book wise, there's not a ton of reference. I mean, there's all the references in the movie are all over the place. The reference I've seen in the book so far is like talk about we like to pretend that like the movies like Crystal Skull and Beyond just don't exist.
Not Dez. He likes the last movie the best.
Well, that one didn't exist when that happened.
So. Obviously, getting the clearance for this movie must have been near impossible.
Yeah.
Can you think of any off the bat of major references in the book that they just couldn't put that weren't in the movies because...
Is there any Star Wars references in the movie?
I don't... There's a lightsaber, and it's barely a lightsaber. It's a shiny sword.
It's not a lightsaber. It's the Gundam one, and that's a laser sword. It's not the same as a lightsaber. I don't think... I saw RoboCop, I saw Spider-Man, I saw tons of stuff, but I don't think I saw anything. He says, no, he says, do you want the Millennium Falcon?
But they didn't show it, or any Star Wars anything. But you're right, that's the only mention.
And that's it. And in the book, there's tons of Star Wars references. Tons.
Do you remember seeing any Transformers? Or G.I. Joe? Nothing. I don't remember seeing any of those. Like no Hasbro stuff.
Nope. And there's reference to that in the book so far. He's like, I memorized every GoBot and fucking Transformers name.
Right.
Because that's part of it in trying to solve the Easter egg or whatever is that it's...
That's probably why they... I think Steven Spielberg was a good get for this movie anyways, but he was probably a huge get for Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Like, just to make sure they could land all of those. Because they even have, like...
They have the music.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they got...
Is that... I mean, because he directed it, does he, like, have kind of the final say? I mean, it'd be like a committee thing, right?
He's a producer. He's a producer. So, like, I'm sure... Actually, you know what? I don't know if... I don't think Back to the Future is an Amblin...
No, he produced... He did produce Back to the Future, yes.
I know he did produce it, but it's not an Amblin property, so...
Yeah, I don't know.
Spielberg didn't do any Star Wars, right? Like, he didn't do any Star Wars, right?
Yeah, no, he didn't. And And that's I knew there was something out there.
Oh,
wait,
he did the Christmas special. I forgot.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, so when I first read this, I was like, this is amazing. When I first saw the movie, I was like, this is great.
How old were you when you read it, Des?
It would have been about 10 years ago. Like, I was 30-ish, you know, 32, something like that. And it didn't come out. I mean, when did it come out?
2018.
No. The book. Yeah.
Oh, the book. 2011.
Okay, so I read it. I didn't realize I read it that recently after it came out. I like you know how much I jump all over books, but it was only two or three years old. By the time I got my hands on it, so
just on the bestsellers list, I'm on it.
But I like and I've been poisoned a little bit. I've listened to a lot of other podcasts talk about it, and they like you know they really harp on the fact that kind of like what Jeremy said, like if you pile a bunch of already known references in a pile, does that really make a new exciting property? And I think the answer is no, but I don't care.
Okay, here's my take on that, and it's a real quick one. For any other generation but us Gen Xers, 100% doesn't matter. For us, it fucking's the only thing that matters.
Yeah.
It's very nostalgic.
It's the nostalgia factor. It's like I'm starting to realize, and actually the book has helped me realize that. It's like how, you know, it's like, well, he talked that he had a shitty childhood, but he recreated every single little aspect of it. So it's like, that's kind of Gen Xers to a fucking T. It's like, but man, I wish I could go back and play in the dirt with my Atari.
Well, and it's just like, we're just the perfect, like, you know, like in the 60s, it's like, I'm going to build a wooden car, a wooden race car. It's like, okay.
Right.
So do that. Okay, now what? You know, but we grew up with this, like, this technology that just went from Pong to fucking.
Well, that's why the Gen Xers are the problem, because like we've lived on both sides of it. We played Pong where you could, like,
yeah,
like even then we're like, okay, this is fun, but I'd still rather fucking like go like climb a tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we got to the point where like it's, you know, we're not to Oasis levels yet, but I mean, like, I don't think we're crazy far away either. Like,
yeah. Well, if you've seen any of those videos of the people at the Apple Vision Plus walking around town,
yeah,
with their stupid things on.
I'm sure you guys got something like this in the Bay Area. There is an interactive thing here that's like a zombie like escape room, but it's,
I've done it twice. It's fucking
okay, exactly.
Okay.
And it's like when you get hit, when you're wearing vests and it like it, you know, I don't know if it shocks you, but it,
when you get shot, you feel it. Like you got it, you get haptic suits. Like it's so cool. I didn't even think about that, but yeah, like in order to like make it work really well, everyone wears their own computer on your back. Like you wear a vest and you have your own computer on your back.
You have a haptic suit, basically.
And so that's what everyone has. So everyone has their own computer on it, and it's fucking amazing.
It's so, I've heard it's pretty cool.
It's so fucking,
I forgot,
fun.
I'll be your X1 boot suit with full body haptics.
And
tonight.
And
I don't know.
Don't stop there, Justin. Where is it?
It was full, I thought it was just full body haptics. I don't know. Boot suit.
Wait. With a microfiber crotch inlay.
Oh, right. I think that was a joke.
I don't think it was.
I don't think
Did
it
you
was.
See at the end when he got kicked in the nuts? He
Oh, that's
he
That's right.
He coughed.
Like, why
up.
Would you want that?
Sure, like why wouldn't you have something on it where it's like,
come on, Jeremy.
Well, I know why you want it.
I would wear the equivalent of a digital cup, Lynn. Come on.
Well, no, you have it.
Well,
so
like,
if
why
it
wouldn't you
reaches
just program
a
it so
force,
it
cuts off.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
You wouldn't program it for ultra pain, but you might pull for ultra pleasure, right? But
that,
why would
that
make
force
it?
Would be like the touch of
That's
a feather.
That's why there are dominatrix, boys. That's why they're dominatrices, boys. Some people like the pain.
Which is a problem. Well, it's not a problem.
It's a very small amount of people.
No, it's not, Jeremy. No, it's not.
No, in Berkeley, it's not. In the rest of the world, it is.
Desmond's like, step on my balls.
Please, just touch me.
I just want to feel something.
And I will be your survivor of the corn syrup drought and the bandwidth riots.
And the bandwidth riots, dude.
When I heard corn syrup drought, I was like, oh, that's right. I forgot how terribly written this movie is.
Oh.
It's literally
but it's terribly written, but it does it not make sense?
We have a dystopian future, right? We have a dystopian future, and it's climate change. It's always climate change has made everything worse. And now we live in stacks of trailers and there's corn syrup droughts. What does that even mean?
Yeah, there's corn droughts.
It means that. No, dude, it's like, okay, it's like any other, you know, parody of America. Like the pizzas are getting delivered by drones. Everyone lives in fucking RVs. Hey, I live in an RV and it feels trashy, even though I live in a field instead of a stack.
It's not a cow. It's not that all the cows have died off, Jeremy. It's that there's a mozzarella famine.
Mozzarella.
Skim milk is on the low.
That's hilarious.
But it's like, you know, it's like every, it's you know, it's an exaggerated version. And it's like, yeah, we're, think about all the stuff that corn syrup goes in. Like, yeah, it's ridiculous. And the energy rides and stuff. Yes. But, it is,
but if you're right out of it, you don't say there's a drought.
You don't grow corn syrup.
You just start using sugar cane. Yeah, like normal people used to do.
Corn syrup doesn't fall from the sky.
This movie would have hit, or this book, like if before I had kids and was just like, you know, like my life was work and gaming, like, oh, this movie would have gave me such a boner because I've just been like, that's all I want to do.
Oh,
I hate people. I just want to go and blah, 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 drive my DeLorean.
Can
I don't
you imagine this movie just on constant rotation in the game room? Just
you and I would have watched it so many times.
Constant.
Bro, you want to watch Ready Player One tonight? Yeah.
Yes. Well, don't get me wrong. So this movie is entertaining.
Yeah.
It's not good, but it is entertaining. And every time you watch it, you'll see stuff. So I was watching, and right when...
Yeah, you catch different shit every time.
Right when they walk into H's garage, right up against the wall is Pee-wee Herman's bike from Pee-wee's Big Adventure, which I didn't catch.
Yes.
And so, and in the background, when he's like showing them all of the stuff, he's showing all the different ships that he has and like the toy box. In the background, there's the RV from Spaceballs.
Yes.
It's yes. one of the Vipers from Battlestar Galactica. And this is really deep and you guys probably won't get it, but Cowboy Bebop is an anime from the late 90s. One of the ships, the Stingray that Spike flies is there. And I'd never noticed that before. And I thought for sure I would have picked up on that. I don't think I ever noticed it, but that was very cool.
Well, and I realized too, you're saying that Pee-wee was there. Also, Beetlejuice shows up at some time. So Tim
That's
Burton
true.
Signed off on this movie.
He must have, right?
Well, and they just, that's one of the things that people I've heard complain about this movie, about the show. It's like, it doesn't really have anything to do with the book except just mashing all of these references into it. But like,
which,
that's,
by the way,
kind of part of the fun of the movie, though.
We're not going to go through this movie in order. We're just going to throw all of the references to the movie at the wall, just like the movie.
Well, it's just like, I couldn't help but like every time I saw the DeLorean, I thought of Des. I'm like, oh, God, the DeLorean. And her bike is definitely like a Tron bike, right?
No,
that's the bike from the movie Akira.
There we go. Yeah,
it's an early to mid 80s anime.
But it's kind of Tron-y, right? It's like it sticks to the it's a little Tron-y.
You'd have known that, Justin, if you'd have listened, because they say it in the movie. Because if you don't, you know, we want to make sure that nobody misses the references.
I don't know what Akira is. So,
oh, okay,
yeah. I don't know what that
it's
is.
It's anime.
It's anime. The Goro alien chest burster scene was great.
I thought that was
hilarious.
Okay.
He's just like shitting himself.
I think we would call ourselves gamers. You know, I'm not a hardcore gamer anymore, but I've definitely
I still am. Been
a gamer. And we also have kids. Okay, I don't know if you've played a lot of online gaming, Jeremy.
Yeah, I have.
But like the fucking I used to always wonder how come every 8-year-old knows that if you jump on that rock 3 times and shoot east, you'll teleport to the other side of the island. And now I watch my fucking son play video games like a goddamn moron. And I'm like, oh, that's why every 8-year-old knows to do that, because they do everything but play the fucking game. So, of course, it fucking glitches.
Yep.
So there's no fucking way that this contest goes on for 5 years without some asshole going backward. No. 5 days tops.
Yeah.
Before someone's just like, I don't know, I'm going to just go backward.
Yep.
And dude, as a game tester, like, that's 100%. Like, I didn't think of it that. That's one of the things, like, I thought of a lot of things during this movie. That is not one I'm like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. 5 years. Even I'm listening to the book right now. 5 years. Totally. I'm like, absolutely not. especially how fucking people are obsessed with this, you're 100% right. There's no fucking way.
Yeah.
Some asshole just to be a dick, like, I'm going to drive backwards and see if I can fuck people up. That's what people do online. They spam shit. They're fucking dickheads.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't be good at the game, so I'm just going to get in people's ways. Go play fucking Minecraft or something. Don't play a competitive game.
As TJ Miller would say, that's a total camper move, bro.
Yeah, bro.
No, as
it's like saying, I got 10 years of shit inside this body. Don't, I thought you were kidding.
As one of the characters says, a fanboy knows a hater.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, bro, I just crack open a tab, put on some Duran Duran, and play Robotron.
That is the cheesiest shit ever, dude. Oh my God.
Watch some John Hughes.
So bad. It was so bad. You know, I did see a lot of Street Fighter characters, too. That was crazy.
Yeah,
that
there's
cool.
A lot of Street Fighters, a lot of Capcom characters. I saw RoboCop at one point.
Even Overwatch. Borderlands? Some Borderlands stuff, too. Which is cool.
Oh, you caught some Borderlands. Really? That's a good reference. That's good.
Yeah, there's some Borderlands stuff there.
I so thought the chick was Mia Kunis at first. It was obviously not her, a different actress, but I swore it was Mia Kunis.
Isn't she gross?
I know. Oh, God.
Yeah.
She has
I would be so disappointed if I met her in real life.
She has a port wine stain port wine stain birthmark on her face. Hideous. Oh, God.
What are you, Gorbachev's baby?
Come here, I'll lick that off for you.
Seriously, dude. She's all, it's like, the chick is like, she's super cute, and then you take the glasses off her, and it's like, oh.
Yeah, totally.
Come on, dude.
Look at her. She's wearing overalls.
Gross. It's like not another teen movie.
Like, literally, someone in the background's all like, and like, throws up.
Don't they do that in Not Another Teen Movie?
Yeah.
And he's like, nope. And they're like trying to pick out the girl that he has to turn into the prom queen. And he's like, no. Too hairy. Like, you got to put that in there, Dez. That scene where they're going through. It might be too visual.
I don't care. I love that movie so fucking much.
That movie is great.
Fucking Captain America is in that movie.
A lot of people are in that movie.
But combined, those two make up one pretty decent chick.
I do.
I know you would, Reggie Ray. But no, I'm looking for somebody who's really messed up. I'm talking about a real shit bomb. Oh, well, bombs away.
Oh!
No. Anyone but her, not Janie. Briggs. Guys, she's got glasses and a ponytail. Oh, look at that. She's got paint on her overalls. What is that? Guys, there's no way she could be prom queen.
Damn, that's just whack.
It's so... Speaking of references, that's fucking... That's like... That's Ready Player 1.0 or one.
Seriously.
Yeah, that's Ready Player 1.0.
Legit.
Because that movie is just nothing but. There's a whole. I don't know if you know this. They're hard to find, and they knocked it out of the park with Not Another Teen Movie, but there's an entire Not Another series out there.
Really?
That's fucking. Like I said, none of them are as good as Not Another Teen Movie, but
there's Not Another Superhero Movie. There's like, yeah, there's a bunch of them. Not Another Scary Movie.
And I can't even find it anymore. Like, it just like popped up for a minute. I think like Burt Reynolds is in it. Not Another Teen Movie.
What? Okay.
Or no, it's just called Not Another Movie. It was like after they'd made like six or seven of them. You know, like just Not Another Superhero Movie, Not Another Destruction Movie, Not Another Zombie Movie. So Ben Mendelsohn, the main bad guy, Sorrento.
That's his name. God, I couldn't remember his fucking name.
I have IMDb open, so don't
care. He's great.
You know why his gigantic fake teeth were distracting you? That's what was wrong.
So he doesn't have to play like a Wii. How come everyone else on the planet has to move so much? Like, I get it a little bit.
Because his rig is extra super.
But
dope.
Do you have to? Like, you see, no. At the end, there's people running through the real streets while they're running through the oasis to attack. It's like,
right?
What?
What happens if you run into something?
Yeah.
What if you trip over a cat?
I would just get so
continuity.
Tired of that. Like, I love the Wii, and it had its moments, but there's a reason why the Wii isn't still around, because people like to sit on their ass to gain.
See, dude,
like, we don't always want to get exercise.
His whole thing with the rig that he has and the little mini like directional treadmill, like, that's, I'd do that. Like, if you could have one of those at home, like, you would be physically fit. I would just find like a zombie parkour. Man, that would be so much fun.
It would be fun sometimes, but every once in a while, like, you wouldn't want to do that. I mean, people are in this thing for 16, 18 hours
a day.
Yeah,
one of my coworkers is like, look, I have enough anxiety. I don't need store-bought anxiety. I'm good. But you could do it. You could be like a gardening game. Or you could just go garden, I suppose.
Yeah.
Like, if I go to the gambling world, do I have to fucking, like, you know, throw cards out and
lose,
like,
real money?
Definitely. Like, there is so much. I understand the idea of, like, PvP. And it matters if you lose. But, like, I don't like the idea. I think you're, like, always vulnerable in the Oasis. Are you not?
No. There are places where there's no PvP, like, battles. Like, there are safe zones and stuff.
Okay.
In the books, but in the movie. They...
I mean, I'm guessing. They don't mention it, but I'm guessing that that's something similar.
In the books, you go to school in the Oasis. A lot of people go to work in the Oasis.
Yeah, if you have good enough grades, you can get transferred to the Oasis schools, and then you get a free like Oasis console, so you can go to school. It's like basic bit shit, but you can still do it.
And then you just, the only degree you can get is a loyalty program degree to go.
Yeah, to go fuck off. Dude, the one lady.
To go work off your debt for the rest of your life.
Yeah, work student loans, baby.
Dude, I just noticed that when they're in H's bedroom, but he has the neon sign that says Cocktails and Dreams, but also he has a Beastmaster poster on the wall and a Road Warrior poster.
Yes.
Road Warrior, way better than Beastmaster. No, go back and watch it.
Yeah. No, that's, yeah. Road Warrior is a real movie.
It's a great movie, too.
Yeah, that's true. How dare you?
My favorite note, it's so funny, you guys did such a better job of noticing some of the little stuff, but a Mayor Goldie Wilson poster.
Yes, I saw that too.
Somewhere I was like, yes.
Mayor. I love it. Mayor.
I like the sound of that.
You know what's funny too? I love the redheaded lady that's the kind of figuring out what's going on with the game at the end. You did notice she was like, and she rubs her chin like this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
like,
my
she's
God.
She's got a beard.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Who was just she? Great she got acting. A lot of screen time.
She got a lot of
face
time. Who
didn't matter in the end.
Exactly.
One of the first things you see is some, like, a lady who lives at home alone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, you see that, like, she's just random lady. She's like, she literally has got, like, curlers in her hair.
Justin, her name, her Christian name is, she's a real person. Her name is Lynn Wolmat.
Okay, well, Lynn Wolmat, you know, she's got her very grandmotherly kind of pinky fuzzy robe on and her shower cap, and she's dancing on a stripper pole. It's like, whoa. That's one of the things in the book. He says his aunt works part-time as a lady of the night in a brothel, in an online brothel in the Oasis. That's how she makes money.
Oh, so in the book, he calls her his aunt? Because in the movie, he said, you killed my mom's sister.
Yeah, we have a word for that. Did they forget that word in the far, far future? It's like after the breaking, like, we don't know what to call relatives.
Doesn't want to dignify her with a family name. He's just like, hey.
Did you guys catch
I
that?
Did.
My wife was like in the kitchen, like doing stuff. She went, did he just say my mom's sister?
I'm so glad you said that. That jumped, of all the things I didn't notice this watch.
Oh my God. Go back.
Did this make you think at all of that skit on Chappelle's Show where he's like walking through, like, if the internet was a real place?
No.
He's like,
I don't remember that one.
Goat play? What's goat play? He's like,
now
hey,
I gotta go back
you want to see this? He's like, yeah, I do.
Can I go to OnlyFans Planet? Planet Tarantino, just nothing but feet.
Rex Ryan will go there.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah, reality's a bummer, man. They tell you reality's a bummer, as they say.
Yeah, I kind of want a series of movies that are not connected except for the Oasis.
That would be good.
Like, I
that'd be kind of dope. Because it's huge, especially from the book. Like, you see, like, it's, you know, they have a Star Trek
TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be sick. Almost like a Quantum Leap style TV show, but The Oasis.
Ooh, there we go.
Who do we fucking write that and pitch it to?
We just did. TM. Yeah, like, because it makes sense that this is an action movie and we got to get into the story. We're following these people to try to solve the big mystery. But, like, I don't think this paints as good of a picture as I think the real Oasis is of a lot of people just going to school and maybe skateboarding a little bit. And
like, this is what they do after school, you know, whatever it is.
Virtual drug. There's got to be virtual drugs of some sort. Like, I don't know how they would work, but.
Snow Crash.
What?
Have you read that?
No, I haven't, but isn't that what it is?
Yeah.
What's?
That's what this is from. My poor impulse control. Eh.
I can't see it. Oh.
Oh, do they do virtual drugs in there?
Yes.
I started reading it and then I put it down and then didn't pick it up. And then my,
so the main, antagonist, Jeremy, mm-hmm. you know, they have the Burbclaves, which are the prisons, and they tattoo people's offenses on their foreheads in some of them. And the main big bad dude, the Aleutian guy with the glass knives, has poor impulse control tattooed on his forehead. That's what this is from. Nobody ever fucking knows it. So I'm just stoked that you even said the word Snow Crash. So sorry, Des.
No worries.
I like how you have a tattoo of a book that you have mentioned on this podcast like twice, but the one that we actually do podcasts about, you have no tattoos about.
That is.
Yeah.
It is incongruent, I think is the word I'm looking for.
Well, the whole poor impulse control thing is a little bit more to know about my personality, and you should understand that, Jeremy. And when I told my mother about it, she said, oh, you should have had it tattooed on your forehead. And I was like, funny you should say that. And then I just told her the story. That there's like, oh, well, I'm glad you didn't do that. So
way too many people seem to look like them. Well, no, maybe it's just our guy, now that I think about it. Like,
no, the bad guy looks like himself.
Well, I was going to ask you guys that. I was going to ask you guys that. So if you were in the Oasis, what would you look like?
I'd look like that lady that was doing the stripper bowl. But in real life, I wanted to look like her.
Well, you don't know what she was. She could have been a dude in the Oasis.
I want to look like Melissa McCarthy.
Cabaret. Melissa McCarthy.
You know why? No one would suspect Melissa McCarthy. Like, you're playing some game, and then all of a sudden, you just come up out of nowhere. You're like, hi. Oh. And especially when she's like, in her like, you know, what's that? Bridesmaids, you know, with the.
You feel that steam heat? Yeah. You feel it? You feel that? Yeah. who's my hungry bear?
Exactly. And then next thing you know, everybody's dead. And I just walk out.
Dead. Next thing you know, dead.
I'd be Maggie Grace. I'd wear a Maggie Grace skin.
You would. You would.
Who's Maggie Grace?
Taken. The girl from Taken.
Yeah.
The girl who gets
took. She's the one who's Taken.
I have a very particular set of skills. I get stabbed by Darth Maul.
I'm the only Jedi who dies from lightsaber strikes.
Ever. Ever.
Actually, I was the last Jedi to die.
I was the last Jedi to die. The Iron Giant was pretty cool.
Oh,
my kids love Iron Giant.
Iron Giant is great. That's a great movie.
Hold on, before we get too far away from this, I think I would change my look a lot. Like, I don't think I would have, like,
really
my Oasis skin. I think I would be like I've been playing Tony Hawk a lot, and I just like decided I wanted to skate as a girl, and so now
you know what, Des? You always make girl characters. Always.
I stopped doing it as much, but I totally did. I used to always make girl characters.
Always.
Just because it's like, why not? Like, I can, you know, I either make a character who looks as much like me as the technology can do, or I just go with a girl.
I usually go, I think that just says what, if you like yourself or not. I usually go with pretty close version of myself, except like, what, you know, you guys saw my fucking character I sent you, like, purple skin and elf ears. Like, other than that, he's a kind of a big dude with big shoulders, and he's obviously a little bit more buff than me. But other than that, it's like, I don't know. It's, if I was a fantasy character that was a bard half elf, that's probably what I'd look like with, you know, minus the tattoos. I'd get him tattooed though.
I do always act as if I'm me, no matter what my character looks like. I'm like, kind of like Jeremy said last time, like especially the first playthrough,
I try to be like, I'll like save before some of the like choices, just to be like, I kind of want to pick that because that's funny and I'm a fucking douchebag smartass.
It's like putting your finger in the choose your own adventure book. Wait.
I did that.
Okay,
back
I survived.
In the day, though, didn't I?
Everybody
did.
I did
that back. Everybody did. So I was like, okay, sometimes, but most of the time I try to play it pretty true. And like a couple of times I've like made choices in the game I'm playing right now. And it's like, your whole party's dead. I'm all, dang it. Glad I saved. I did this thing the other day and I didn't do it right. I was talking to the kid I work with. He's like, oh, bro, you don't want to do that. You need to go back. I was like, I need to go back like an hour. I'm all, fuck. The worst. Hey, did you guys catch the GoldenEye Odd Job reference though?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, this week is Easter egg week. That sounds awesome, because we just did our first ever, it won't come out for a couple weeks if you're listening. Well, I don't know when this will come out either, so I don't know. Maybe it came out a week ago. Maybe it's coming out next week. Time Pop, we finally did a Doctor Who episode, and a big part of the Doctor...
Which one?
Blink.
Oh, okay. All right. There you go.
Yeah. And what's that all about? DVD Easter eggs is how they solve the mystery in Blink.
You picked the one where the Doctor is not in it.
What is Doctor Who?
What?
He's not, I'm just fucking.
Oh he's, my I'm, God.
He's like barely in it.
I was like, I understand.
Your face.
I was like, I understand why you don't watch it, but if you've just never even heard that there's a show called Doctor Who, we're not podcasting together anymore, ever again.
Nerd.
I just thought Doctor Who was like that, like, you know, like that after school special where they taught you what, like, how bills were made and stuff, and he was just like, no, oh, this it. Is, we go back and fix like past problems. Like we figure out who assassinated Kennedy and stuff like that.
Yep. That's how that's it. You got it.
Is that it? Okay.
Yep. That's not Doctor
Who.
It's just British. It's the same thing with British.
Do they do that a lot in Doctor Who? Do they go back and fix?
I have no idea. No, I don't know.
I don't think you're right. I don't.
That's what they do in Quantum Leap, actually. They go fix stuff. So I'm probably just stuck on that.
But they fix little things that won't fuck with.
I love marijuana. I don't know.
I watched all the way up through Matt Smith, his doctor, and then I started watching the old guy whose name escapes me. But then it got so bad. It was starting to get real bad, and it got way worse. And it was just, blech, it was terrible. And it's just been worse and worse. I have no desire to go back. But yes, sometimes they would do that. They would go back. It's a time travel show, right? So they would go back in time. But it's usually like something weird happens, like an alien is back in time, and they have to like figure out what he's doing, or werewolves, or it's good. It's all time travel, you know. Sometimes they go in the future, obviously.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's I don't know. It's good. I think you'll like that episode. It's
it's great. We watched it and talked about it.
Oh, you already watched it?
Yeah, we already watched it and talked about it. It's great. The episode. Would you like more Justin, Jeremy, and Desmond? Head on over to patreon.com/soundsawesome. Over there for $3 right now, you can get 10 exclusive podcasts. That's right, people. It is not $3 a podcast. $3 gets you the whole library and puts you in prime position to get an exclusive podcast every 2 weeks. patreon.com/soundsawesome. Now it makes sense that Parzival, I mean, I don't know, after he, this would be the first upgrade I would do when I won the 1 million coin. How do you have a DeLorean that doesn't fly? What the fuck are you even doing?
Well, it hovers for a second. It does go into the hovers, like.
When?
He's going sideways and the wheels turn.
Underneath like a big rig or something. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, but he doesn't fly. But yeah, he kind of like hovers, slides, drifts.
Like at
the
end. At the end, I think I felt like he should have been flying around. And
did you notice that in the DeLorean in the front, it has the kit thing that goes going back and forth?
Oh,
yes.
Shut
yes.
up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
so that was kick ass. And that's because they say something about Knight Rider in the book. Like they make so many references. Dude, Jeremy, I was thinking about you today. They're like, oh, Airwolf and TJ Hooker and like all
the
shit.
Stuff that I
love. I'm like, me, Jeremy used to watch all that shit.
Oh God. TJ Hooker was I love TJ Hooker. TJ Hooker and Magnum PI. That was my jam.
Magnum P.I., dude, his mustache was magnificent.
The guy lived in Hawaii, was 6'3", had an amazing mustache, and drove a Ferrari. I mean, he was a private investigator, too. And he lived on a mansion that wasn't his. He didn't have to pay for it.
And he drove a Porsche, and he had Higgins.
No, he didn't.
It's a Ferrari.
A Ferrari,
sorry. He drove Porsches some. Like, I'm thinking Miami Vice.
No, he had a Blazer, too. There was a Blazer that... Actually, it was Robert Masters' Blazer and an Audi.
Yeah, that was Higgins' Blazer, right?
An Audi?
Yeah, an Audi 5000, literally.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it was that's a great
did show. You guys, I mean, obviously they covered at the end of the book, but or at the end of the movie, but Simon Pegg is the droid.
Yeah
the curator or whatever.
So the bomb that goes off at the end, were those called mad balls?
Yeah, it was a mad ball.
Was it a mad ball?
Yeah, a mad ball,
the squishy one. Yeah. Hit that dude's avatar, even looks like a dickhead. Doesn't he just like, he's all just douched out. You're like, oh God, you look like fucking Superman's like evil twin brother or something.
Oh, and by the way, I'm changing it. We're not Wolf Brothers at Parsed Ailman. We are Bossman 69 at Parsed Ailman now.
I have that written down. Bossman 69, eh?
I left, I was on a post-it note too, because like he's old, like us. And so it's
hey, you wanna see it's... you wanna see my passwords?
There you go.
They're written down right here.
Mine are on my phone.
I've got them all in my fucking wallet and probably my PIN number too. So just go. It's great. I have nothing to steal though. It's fine.
I created an algorithm. So I created my own algorithm so I can write down a word and then I know in my head what to change to make that word a password. So it, when you're looking at it, it just looks like a normal word, but I have the algorithm in my head of what to change.
You know what that means, Jeremy? He memorized a word. It's not an algorithm. He just memorized a word. Oh, I'm fancy.
I use another word to remind me of a different word.
It's called a mnemonic, you dummy.
That way I can just have like Gmail, Bossman 69, but I know how to make it not Bossman 69.
Netflix, Bossman 69. Hulu, Bossman 69.
Dude, fucking Hulu! Hulu made me so fucking mad because I didn't realize when Hulu and Disney butt fucked each other that they were the same password. So I spent
and ESPN
and fucking ESPN, which fucked me yesterday making my brackets. God damn it! So like it took me 2 months. I was freaking out because I would log on to Disney and I couldn't. So I changed my password, and then I'd log on to Hulu, and I couldn't. So I changed my password, and then I'd log on to Disney, and then I finally fucking figured out that it's the same password. And it's the easiest password I have, because I'm like, fuck you, Hulu. My password is Bossman69, you fucking asshole.
My password is 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's crazy. I have the same combination on my luggage.
JeremyGaines@gmail.com.
No, what did you guys say it was? It was Jeremy Gaines is dumb or something like that.
Jeremy's wrong @gmail.
No, he's at AOL.
That's right. It was AOL.
Oh, did you guys, you know, I've learned some French this movie. Did you guys catch it? Voila means I figured it out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love that the biggest douchebag in the movie's name's IROC, because, I mean, come on.
What a dude.
Come on.
So this made me so happy because I was so excited to see it on Halliday's wall. And then I realized that H was wearing the shirt, the Rush 2112 shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I don't know if you guys went through a Rush phase, but
No, I did not.
Woo! Did I go through a Rush phase?
When I was playing Rock Band a little bit, but nah, I never really got crazy.
We did. We dropped Acid and listened to, I think, every Rush tape that was out at the time.
So here's a little sidebar story. Jeremy, and you know this motherfucker. Actually, he's our cousin.
Beep.
That dude was a Rush fanatic. He was a guy who was oil field trash with us growing up. He's my dad's age, probably.
Oh, no, he's younger than that, but yeah.
He's a little younger. He's probably 10 years younger than my dad, I guess.
Yeah.
But he, you know, was kind of a big wig in the stuff. And then I think he was a big drinker and partier, probably cocaine and stuff. It was the 80s. But and then he fell off and got sober. And then he kind of went to work for our family for a while. And I remember working with him. And that dude was fucking obsessed with Rush. He's like, I've seen him 22 times. That guy was a trip. He, when he got sober, a lot of coffee, a lot of cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. He's one of those guys. Huh? I need the cigarettes to stop the shakes.
Just like, I'm good. I'm sober. I'm fucking sober, bro. It's like, Jesus.
Lighting a cigarette off the other cigarette. I love going to casinos. Every time I go to a casino, it's just like, I want a cigarette so bad. And I know I couldn't, if I smoked it, like, I'd be like, oh, but man, it just like smells like 80s.
Did you ever smoke, man? Every time we stole one of grandma's cigarettes, I just got sick.
I did for a little bit. And like, just, you know, when I was a kid, you know, that type of thing.
Because we'd steal grandpa's marble red 100s that are just like,
I never stole any of grandpa's. I tried dipping his snuff one time.
Yeah.
My grandpa would take the snuff that you were supposed to sniff. It's like really fine cut.
Yeah.
And he would take it in a spoon and he would just dump it in his lip.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll do you one better. My great grandmother used to do the same thing. And then when she would get all, she had some strokes and she'd get all weird. She'd start fucking snorting it and get really mean.
Oh, really?
She was never the sweetest grandmother, that's for sure. But she'd be like dipping snuff and like making cookies and shit. It's fucking weird, man. You're like, hey, she's like, you want to kiss? I'd be like, nah.
Nah, I'm good.
But then I grew up and I dipped. So, and my grandfather dipped too. That's funny. Weird how like my kids are stoners too. That's crazy.
Aunt B would dip too. She threw in a dip.
Man, Uncle Shorty was one of the coolest cats ever.
I love that guy. Love that guy.
Dude was like 4'10", smoked stogies bigger than he was, wore cowboy boots all the time.
He was a man's man. Like at 50, he had skin that looked like just parched leather.
Yeah.
I mean, literally,
dude,
like.
Dude, for real. At 50, he looked like he was 80.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Clint Eastwood and Gran Torino, bro. Just like a serious.
But Clint Eastwood was in his 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clint Eastwood was actually in his 80s.
Hey, what's his real name? I don't got a fucking clue.
Holy cow. I don't think I know.
Aunt B is Aunt, she's, her name is Beatrice, right?
I don't know.
Our family's weird, bro.
Wow, you just called me out.
I don't know it. I don't either. I'm not calling you out. I don't know it either. I don't know it either. I don't have a clue.
All right, so I only have one more note. Jess, I'm sure you got a couple you want to run through, but I just want to ask.
Oh, for fuck's sake, really? Jesus Christ.
Look at the clock. It doesn't lie.
Suck my dick. These are supposed to be 90 minutes.
Who's no, I've told you I'm trying to keep them around an hour.
Okay.
Because I got to edit these. Like I said, I know we're going to go over an hour a little bit, but if we shoot for 90, we're going to hit 120, and I can't do that. Well, you know what? When Wheel of Time goes away and Time Pop finally fails, then these will be 2 hours long.
Okay.
But right now, I gotta manage my time.
Just hold on for 3 months, Justin.
So I just heard some shit about season 4.
You know what? I heard some stuff about movies, and that's not gonna happen either.
Anyways, let's go.
So Tuesdays and Thursdays are officially fuck day now in America, right?
Why?
Because there's no Oasis.
So right.
Tuesdays and Thursdays are national fuck days.
Date night.
All right, you don't have to rush too much, Justin. We just need to start taking that corner. But what do you got?
Okay, I mean, this is always fun, though. It's fine. I got Know the Sixers.
Justin's rapid fire.
Yeah, Know the Sixers. I don't know what that means. Probably just that they're bad. So how did Shoto get there? He's 11. How did he get to America? Anyways, I'm guessing that Daito and him are brothers because they're always together.
But why were they in Japan? How do you know they were in Japan to begin with? You racist?
Oh okay.
Well, they have pretty thick accents. I don't think they were born in
Columbus,
Ohio.
That's what I was. Yeah,
but if they've been living in the Oasis their whole life, why does anybody have an accent?
I guess you're right.
We should all sound mid-Atlantic.
Because they still have to speak Japanese every day when they go to school or go home.
Why?
I don't know.
No, I'm sure you're right. I'm just...
Nothing makes any sense.
I'm just saying that, like the... Speaking of fuck day, who's making babies in the real world? Like, how is there a population problem if everybody's spending 23 and a half hours in the Oasis every day?
Because they get all horned up in the Oasis and they got to... Bang that shit out.
No, you don't. You get a doll. You order a doll off the Oasis, and you go in the Oasis. It looks like you're having sex with Keira Knightley.
God damn it, Des.
And you just lay on your doll.
Okay, God damn it, Des. You're going to get me so far off track.
Thank you for listening to Movies Are Us. If you have a movie you think we should talk about sooner than later, send those recommendations to moviesruspod@gmail.com. That is moviesruspod@gmail.com. Want more Justin, Jeremy, and Desmond? Head on over to patreon.com/soundsawesome, where you can get exclusive podcasts from us, along with exclusive Time Pop podcasts. If you're not listening to Time Pop, do yourself a favor. Check it out. Scott and Desmond talking about time travel movies.
And then over on Patreon, talking about other mind-bending, reality-altering movies. And then once you've listened to all of that, head on over to whatsoundsawesome.com/soundsawesome, where you can find exclusive podcasts from us and the fellows who bring you Time Pop. Then there's more. So much. I know you like podcasts. I'm going to tell you where to get them all. Whatsoundsawesome.com is where you can find the Sounds Awesome network of podcasts. You can find these podcasts wherever you find free podcasts. But if you want that list, head on over to whatsoundsawesome.com. You want comedy, spirituality? Got you with all the answers. You want fitness and nutrition? Got you twice. Truth Not Trends and That Fitness Couple. You want time travel movies? Time Pop. You want the Wheel of Time? You want all your Wheel of Time content? Head on over to Thank the Light, where Justin, Jeremy, and Desmond are going to bring you everything you need to know to read the books or watch the show, The Wheel of Time. For inside talk about the health and medical industry, check out the Uncensored Pharmacist podcast. We got you covered, people. Movies Are Us, All the Answers, Truth Not Trends, Thank the Light, Time Pop, That Fitness Couple, The Uncensored Pharmacist at whatsoundsawesome.com or wherever you find fine free podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Also, good segue, join our Patreon because I tell fun stories. Here's some that are coming up. Clayton pees on a girl he wants to fuck's luggage and laptop. That's a good one. Another story, how I almost got arrested at the Dallas airport one time. That's fun. Also, a Belizean howler monkey fight. Join our Patreon. It's $3, man. And these stories, I'm telling you, I fucking dumb them down because if I wasn't there, I wouldn't believe them myself.
Oh.
And you still haven't told the two accident story.
Yeah, and you know that one.
I do know that one.
All right. Anything else for Ready Player One?
Yeah, because we got super distracted.
I blame myself.
I'm just saying, the Boss Man 69, the Mission Impossible vibes, the RoboCop vibes. Des, was this what it was like testing? Was it like IOI?
Not even close.
Exactly like IOI. No, it was
not even close.
I feel like it was very cutthroat like that, and that's exactly what it was like.
But you know what? I always think about this during NCAA bracket season. It's so funny because, like, I was the farthest from the hardest core gamer there. Like, you know, there were people there that, you know, the only time they left the house was to come test video games. But, like, my bosses fucking loved me because I was the only one who played sports games.
Oh.
So, like, they could finally, like, someone who didn't play Dungeons & Dragons all day could. And I'll never forget the time where someone was testing an NCAA basketball game and it was getting towards the end of the game and they kept hugging the guy who had the ball and they were starting to write up a bug report. And I said, no. That's what happens at the end of a close game. You foul on purpose and it's a nice soft foul to make sure the guy has to go to the line. That's not a bug. That's a
feature. You don't get it. And to make sure you don't get a technical.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a feature.
I remember a snowboarding game. I think 1080 came out at the time. And I was like the only person who could rock that game and get where I needed to go to test it.
You're like, because I've actually snowboarded.
I actually get this. Got to be the rabbit. That's the guy. There was people who ran around just trying to break the game. And then there was the rabbit and your job was to beat it. I got to rabbit 1080.
We used to play that game a lot. Homegirl, when she goes in, when she's at IOI and she jumps into dude's like super rig, she fucks up, man. She doesn't stick her lightsaber in the fucking door panel to seal it shut. And they come get her, dude. Like, come on. Like, that's like 101, man.
It either locks the door and opens the door, whatever you need it to do.
Exactly.
It's very convenient. Did you guys catch when she's getting in the rig? She's like running through stuff, trying to figure out what's what. And it's like Kegel exercises for men. She's like, don't need that.
Oh, God. Yeah. What else? What? Oh, the fucking shot. We didn't talk about The Shining at all.
Oh, that's one of my last notes. Like The Shining stuff in this. Come on. Right.
Awesome.
I love The Shining. It's my favorite movie.
The rugs. The girls, the picture.
It looked really like they just took it from the movie and like stuck them in there, but I don't think that's what they did.
When H is just like, oh, okay, I'm just going to go with it.
And I've never picked up on it before that the pages flying off was a timer.
Oh, yeah.
I never realized that before, which was kind of cool.
Pages flying off of what?
The stack of papers, and there was keys on them, and they kept on, like, one at a time, just kept kind of tearing off and flying away. And that was the timer for how long you had to solve that puzzle when the papers were gone.
Oh.
Your you're kicked out.
Gotcha.
Dude, it was way so again, like, you know, this whole world is just, you could literally lose all of your shit at any moment. Like, and again, I understand why they didn't want to spend the whole movie explaining this, but like, there has to be some kind of like bank. Like, okay, I'm going to risk this 10,000 coins today, but I have this safe with my other 10,000 or something like
that.
Yeah,
you're
like,
not just walking around with all your inventory. You've got a camp where you stash some shit.
Gotta have a thing somewhere. And also, like it's, if you do lose all your shit, I mean, the Oasis is there. I know that like the evil corporation doesn't own it yet, but it still exists to make money. The second you die, boop, 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 swipe however much money you want to put. Like, if you have money in the real world, you can re-up in the Oasis in a heartbeat, I would imagine. It was so weird at IOI that when they died, they, like, had to, I don't know where the fuck they were going to respawn. Like, why wouldn't IOI, the biggest corporation in the world, just have a button you could press to just be like, boop, swipe 10 grand.
No, you had to change places.
Like, why do they have to get out of the machine? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Like, why do they have to get out of the machine? Because of those things are...
Don't think.
Well,
don't think.
I mean, if you want me to play, you know, devil's advocate, every machine, when you log into it, it's attuned to your like eyes and stuff like that. So it's kind of like attuned to the next person because you died.
But people just kept jumping in. Like I said, if it's already attuned to you, then just throw some.
That's what I'm saying. A new person has to jump in, then get attuned, and then they jump in.
No, they were swapping.
It's like loading.
They were swapping out. Like, you would die, and someone would unstrap and have to walk over and respawn. But someone else immediately got in that rig and started playing seconds later. So if what you're...
Maybe it had to do with their haptic suit. They had to, like, reset the suit.
Why reset it? That's what I'm saying. Like...
I don't know.
Like, there's... It's taking longer. Like, if it's already set to you, then why wouldn't IOI just have a thing in place where if you die, we're just going to re-up your tokens?
It's a big red button that you hit. Click.
Yeah.
PD, bro. PD. Plot device.
Well, it definitely made it for a better scene to watch. Yes, because you got a lot more action of people unstrapping and running away and people strapping back in. Like, it makes sense.
Well, and it allowed her to hide out and kind of, you know, it saved her because he's like, all right, get out of here. Go to the respawn room. That's how she got away from Ben Mendelsohn at the one point. So,
yeah.
Jeremy, the last two things. Did you catch somebody at a certain point? I don't remember who chucks it, but it's important. The Kroll, like...
Yes, the glaive.
Oh, yeah.
The glaive, star or whatever.
Yes, when he cuts
someone chucks that and cuts his arm off.
Yes, that was awesome. You know what was hilarious, too, is when they're all riding in the van and they're all fighting, but it's showing them in their suits and she turns around and she goes, here, try this, and then throws it. That should just be a meme. I don't know why that's not a meme. Why don't I see that everywhere?
Like, when she just, like, hands him nothing because they're in the Oasis.
But they're both jumping around like this, doing, like, going, here, try this.
You're only laughing because it doesn't exist. If that existed, dude, you would love it. Wouldn't you love it?
I would totally love it.
I would be a Jedi. You'd have a fucking lightsaber. You'd jump around. Like, come on. That'd be the...
I would want...
It'd be the next best thing to have in the Force.
I would want Sorrento's egg most of the time. Like, especially if you...
Fuck that, dude.
You live in your trailer, Justin. Where are you going to have a 3-level, 4-acre...
He has his thing in the back of a van.
Exactly. And when they showed him, he was moving around fucking everywhere. Like, he had to walk everywhere he went. But then in...
That's fine. I want to stay in shape.
It would be fine sometimes.
Just go exercise, Justin.
It would be...
Well, no, and they're like, but you know what? I'm sorry. The reason why I would want it, like, okay, I've thought about this. I spent some time since I watched it last night thinking about it, and I thought about it all day at work today. If I was going to be something in this world, it would be a Jedi.
Well, everyone, you and about 900 million other people.
And the thing about being a Jedi is that I can jump like 70 feet in the air, like, and like, you want to do that motion and
but
feel
based on it,
like you're jumping. You're not going to feel that in the chair. I mean, maybe you will, but I don't know. I feel like,
where the fuck are you going to land in your field? You going to land with a fucking tree going up your ass?
That's what that little treadmill's for, bro. Like, what are you talking about?
I'm
it doesn't make you jump though.
He's got ropes on him.
Like
but that's what I'm saying. You have those like suspension things, so it feels like you're jumping and like soaring through the air. Lights. Come on, man. Come on. You guys are old. I'm gonna say it. You're old.
I'm just
fuck
saying,
you, Jeremy. You're old. Fuck you, Dez. No, you're old. Your imagination sucks, and you guys should just give up. You won't want to grow up. You're grown up.
The movie did a bad job of explaining it because sometimes it looked like if you didn't walk there, you couldn't get there. But then other times,
no, because there's a mode that you can put on the auto mock mode.
I want it to be like the.
I'm
that's from the book.
I'm glad that you read that. It did not, they did a bad job of conveying that in the movie of what you have to do. Like we were talking about, like.
That's agreed.
When
yeah.
At the end of the movie, when they're attacking Sorrento, there are people running through the streets.
Yeah, that's.
Like, that's not, you.
No, I agree.
There's got to be a happy medium somewhere. And like.
Yeah, that's bad.
And again, Sorrento had the egg. Like, just show me more of Sorrento sitting there and being in the oasis. And then I can be like, oh.
He just has to do this and it's running. He just taps his feet.
But then he even reached up. Like, but he, when he wanted to grab the bomb,
he
had to fucking reach up and grab it.
Yeah.
No, I want it to be like the Matrix where they just plug it into the back of my head and I just lay in a chair. And then I'm out. Because here's what's going to happen in real life, Justin. You're going to pull out your lightsaber and you're going to be ready to fight Darth Vader. And you're going to be like, come at me, Vader. And you're going to swing it like three times and you're going to be like, hold on,
not
hold
on. If you're doing
pause,
it all the time.
Pause.
That's what I'm saying. If you're doing it all the time, you'll be in shape to do that shit.
And all of you would hear
is just Indiana Jones. Hold on, like, hands on your knees. Hands on your knees.
And all you would hear is your wife going, quit fucking knocking over your drinks. You're kicking over whiskey in the real world, you fucking asshole.
You just kicked the dog. You broke your bottle of whiskey. You fucking moron. Turn it off. Turn it off.
Justin's just high as a kite, trying to like get his bearings on what's going on. Lightsaber.
I'll be like Rand trying to use the sword in Wheel of Time. Not good at it.
Oh my god. Desmond, I still, every time I hear you yell like that, I'm just thinking, what does his neighbors think? They can't be that far away. He lives in Berkeley. They're probably 7 feet away right now at any one time.
And probably like 12, but my wife laughs about your screech too. She's like, God, he's so mellow. And then he's just like, ah!
The homeless people that live out in front of your house have to be just like wondering what's going on.
Okay. You know, they're too busy shitting in the bushes.
We're probably going to move soon, and we keep finding these houses. I want one so bad. I keep
To Oakland?
No, to La Mirinda. No, not to
Might Oakland. Be safer.
No, it
wouldn't. No.
But
no,
a lot of these back houses are unfinished, and Kelly's always like, is it okay if it's unfinished? I'm like, fuck yeah, because then I could soundproof it myself.
Oh yeah.
Like if it's just skin and bones, then I can fill it and do whatever I want. And
what do you mean by back houses?
Well, that's what what do you call it? The units, the like right now, that's what I'm in. Right,
like they're the last houses that are getting finished in like a project or not a project.
No, it's just like what do they call them? ADU? Is it ADU? Is that what they call them? It's like a shitty mother-in-law, basically. Like I don't have a fully.
Oh.
We've seen some that do have a bathroom and a bedroom and a kitchen. But the one I'm in, like right now, I'm not in my house. I'm in what I call the back house, which is actually totally separated from our regular house. And if there's no bathroom, there's no plumbing, but there's electricity. And like, yeah, if I was doing this in the house, I'd be divorced a long time ago.
Oh, okay. I thought you were in your house. Okay, that's good. That's really good.
It's like a she shed.
It's a she shed, exactly. It's a total
exactly.
She shed. And it's yeah. And she's just like, you're so fucking loud. I was like, oh, I thought I did a good job of like balancing all the audio. She goes, no, I'm not talking about the audio. You're just loud.
You're just yelling.
I'm like, and I'm just like.
You're like, I got to talk over Fatty.
Seriously. No one's going to hear me.
Expect.
All right, Jess, did you get through your notes? I could talk about this movie for fucking ever, so don't worry about it. We're not going to be done. We just have to stop at some point because, like,
yeah, no, my notes are done. Jeremy, the Gundam thing, I'm sure you just got a boner for.
So I never got into Gundam because I could never watch it.
Is that different than Robotech?
Oh, big time.
Okay.
Yeah, completely different. Yeah. No, if it was Robotech, I would have lost my mind.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I just realized, like, I'm sure one exists. I might actually listen to it. If there's anything that I would like to do, have you guys ever listened to a minute podcast?
No.
Where they watch a movie.
They're like minute by minute. Yeah, you've talked about it before.
They watch a movie 1 minute at a time. I would do a minute podcast about this movie because there is so many fucking references that in 60 seconds, like we could talk for 25 minutes about every 60 seconds of this movie.
Yeah, I totally would.
No problem.
This would be the one movie that I could do that with, probably.
Yeah, you really could do that with this movie, dude.
God, maybe it. Oh my God, I don't think there's a Ready Player One minute. Oh my God. Oh, and.
Are we starting a third one, Des?
Technically, like I said, it wouldn't be a very awesome conversation. Technically, I could do this movie for Time Pop.
How?
The Zemeckis cubes turn back time. The Zemeckis cube turns back time.
Wow, okay.
Oh, 60 seconds. Yeah,
I mean, it's not a lot, but...
Also, the period piece, like when they go into the thing, they go back and forth into like time periods all the time. Like The Shining is one time period. They go back to when dude's like a kid. So, I mean, that's not that big of a stretch.
So we are going to, because it got cut out of this movie, we are going to do a Star Wars rating system.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we've got a four-tier rating system from Star Wars. So everyone out there, is what we do for rating these movies. We pick a video game rating system, which is hopefully somewhat unique, not just easy, medium, and hard. And that's what we use for our rating system for these movies. We pick a different game each time. We'll probably reuse some games at some point. Maybe at some point we'll settle on a game and just keep using that. But easy being a 1 star, hard being 4 or 5 stars, depending on it. So for Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, we have story mode for 1 star. And then we go up to Jedi Knight real quick. Jedi Master and Jedi Grandmaster. So a 4-tier system for this. Jeremy, you get to go first today.
I'm going to give this a
question.
Oh, yes, Justin.
Before we start, can we switch story mode to Sith? Because Sith is bad.
You can put your Star Wars jizz all over this rating system however you'd like.
Okay, that's my only question. That's all. Jeremy, proceed.
I'm going to give this... a Jedi Master. If this was out of 5, I'd probably give it a 3 or 3.5, something like that. I own this movie, actually. I own it. Okay. So,
so do I, actually. I own it digitally, but I own it.
Yeah, so I watched it. I have it digitally. I actually think I bought the Blu-ray for it. So this movie is not good, but it is very entertaining. I put it up there with, like, Transformers. You know, it's better than Transformers, I think. I think the action scenes, especially the first race, is... amazing. Like some, and then the battle at the end is pretty great too. All the stuff in the middle, all the stuff that's outside of the Oasis is weird and not very good. But what I love about this is especially the scene. So when he's in the DeLorean, he wins, goes backwards, and then he goes to that fountain, and the fountain like drops away, and there's just these horns and drums playing that are just suspended in the air, but it still looks really cool. That's just something you don't see in movies because they're in this like made up world where you can just do anything and they just did anything.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought was really cool about it. So yeah, I gave it a Jedi Master.
Yeah. The cool little, again, they didn't have much time, which is crazy. Like as long as this movie is, they didn't have much time to focus on the rest of the Oasis, but we see real quickly, we see the Minecraft world. We see the guy playing crazy space golf. Like, I mean, the imagine playing Madden, Justin. Like, fuck playing Jedi games. Like,
yeah,
I would quarterback like a.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet. Actually,
what little time I've spent in a rig, I played Madden, virtual Madden, and it was really fun throwing pass. I'm gonna say Jedi Master 2, just because this is a really fun movie to watch. It definitely, like, last night's the first time I ever watched this movie as a quote-unquote critic. I know that's holding myself with a little bit high esteem, but I watched it with my podcasting critical
eye. Two thumbs down.
And it doesn't hold up very well when you try to see if this is a film or not. This is not a film, but it is a wonderful movie. I will watch it again. I will especially watch it with friends. I may watch it 1 minute at a time because, I mean, you guys picked up on 10, this is the about probably the fifth time you guys have all seen this movie, and you picked up 10 references you've never seen before and 10 references that I still haven't caught. So
just the second time I watched it.
Oh, really? Okay. And Justin picked up the, Justin was probably playing Madden at the time and he noticed all those references.
I was playing Baldur's Gate, but yeah.
And taking notes.
So two Jedi.
And taking notes.
Absolutely.
And smoky pot and imbibing Buffalo Trace.
All right, Justin, what are you going to give this a Padawan, a rat tail?
Padawan rat tail.
You know what? It's that's hard because I want to do Jedi Master like you guys. For the nostalgia factor, I want to give it Jedi like Grandmaster. But for like some of the things that we actually pointed out while we were talking, I want to give it Jedi Knight. So I'm really conflicted right now. I'm going to give it a Jedi Knight because he was a master at one point and then he went to the dark side and they had to deprogram him. So now he's just a knight again. And so it's a Jedi Knight.
Justin wants
a redeemed Jedi Knight.
If this was our fantasy rating system, it would be an accepted because it's not quite an Aes Sedai, but it's in the building.
It would be a wisdom. It'd be a wisdom.
A wisdom. Okay.
So it's a accepted that's like, I don't think I want to be Aes Sedai. I'm going to just go do my own shit.
Have any of you guys played Adventure? Did you play Adventure?
I mean, it's so much fun though. Like you said, like it's so entertaining. Like, but like, there's just some things that you're like, in starting to see the books, there's so much shit just crammed in. It's not even as, like you said, it's not necessarily as a cohesive story, but it's still a lot of fun.
And you get this down. If you know, with all the bitching I gave Transformers, I have to bitch a little bit about the time. Like the end of this gets drug out a little bit. Like,
yes, this is a 2.5 hour movie.
You get this down to 120 minutes, and it's amazing.
I have a note. That was my last note. If this would have ended at 1 hour and 52 minutes, it would have been the shit.
I've never played Adventure. When I was a kid, I remember seeing people play it and being like, this game is amazing. I want to play it so bad, and I never just got a chance to.
I've never even heard of Adventure.
See, I even knew in the 80s, like, I don't want to be a dot. There's nothing adventurous about being a dot.
Yeah, but didn't you see the little thing on the outside of the cartridge? That's what I thought it was
going to look like. Yeah, that's right.
In my mind.
I do remember. Oh my God, that's right. The cartridge looked like
It was like a Frank Frazetta painting.
That's like the only game reference in this that I don't really get it. I didn't really get, so.
It's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, the bad lady. Finale.
Finale. Yeah, and when he's like in the back of the truck trying to put the key in and they keep ramming him and he keeps on. Like, there's too much of your physics from the real world. I mean, I guess if you have the suit on, I guess it makes sense. They just, you know what? I think this would have made a good trilogy.
Yeah.
Because then you could have really set up the world. Really
could have dug into the story better.
You could have Empire Strikes Backed it, had him just get fucked at the end of the second movie. The only problem with that is every one of those movies would have been 2 hours and 50 minutes, and I would have just fucking hung myself.
Yeah, if they would have done 90 minutes, three movies, like you said, because this story in the book is really setting up to be very, very dark, and you get a little bit of darkness when like his stack gets like blown up and killed. But
yeah,
other than that, it's kind of a feel good, fun time.
Yeah.
And it's not really in the books are really not shaping up to be that way.
So. You mean when they killed his sister's mom or his mom's sister?
His mom's sister.
I wish we had a word for that.
I wish we did, too.
Aunt.
My aunts. Kill my aunts.
A Bug's Life.
All right. I gotta go.
All right.
Go home. Hoard your corn syrup. Get ready for the drought. Be ready.
Make sure you have enough bandwidth. And
you're goddamn right this is a kissing movie.
Well, welcome to the Oasis.
Okay, you take away the makeup, the clothes, the way she wears her hair, smell of her perfume, the cute little face she makes when she's tonguing my balls.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
Cut that out. Never mind.